Books on Tape presents The Templar Legacy by Steve Berry, read by Paul Michael. Jesus said, "Know what is within your sight, and what is hidden from you will become clear. For there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed." The Gospel of Thomas. It has served us well, this myth of Christ. Pope Leo X. Prologue, Paris, France, January 1308. Jacques de Molay sought death, but knew salvation would never be offered. He was the 22nd master of the Poor Fellow Soldiers of Christ and the Temple of Solomon, a religious order that had existed under God's charge for 200 years. But for the past 3 months, he, like 5,000 of his brothers, had been a prisoner of Philip IV, King of France. "You will stand," Guillaume Ambert ordered from the doorway. De Molay remained on the bed.
"You are insolent, even in the face of your own demise," Ambert said.
"Arrogance is about all I have left." Ambert was an impish man with a face like that of a horse who, De Molay had noted, seemed as impassible as a statue. He was France's Grand Inquisitor and Philip IV's personal confessor, which meant he possessed the king's ear. Yet De Molay had many times wondered what, besides pain, brought joy to the Dominican's soul. But he knew what irritated him.
"I will do nothing you desire."
"You have already done more than you realize."
That was true, and De Molay once more rued his weakness. Ambert's torture in the days after the October 13th arrests had been...